What was the reason? Why do you have to know exactly what you've done before you do tshuva? And he found all sorts of, you know, interesting, like what we call zaitik reasons. Like, it's a little reason, right? Well, when it comes to the same vidui you have to know, right? He says when it comes to all the other reasons, when it comes to do hachno, humble yourself to Kodesh Baruch Hu, well, it will help if you know exactly what you've done to be able to humble yourself. Right? Shlok just said, well, at the end of the day, even though it's nice to start off with a general idea, at the end of the day, you can't do tshuva unless you know what you've done. He doesn't say that. He seems to be saying the opposite.
And the thing is, when I look in opposite situation, it seems that tshuva, from this, it's a formal process. It's nothing to do with your heart. It's nothing to do with your inside. It says, do A, B, C, jump on one leg, then jump on second leg, then ooh, and he does. And ooh, it's very helpful when they say ooh, what you're saying ooh about. It's equal. It's a bold right now. It's nothing to do with teshuva at all. Because right now, teshuva number one.
Well, we saw
it is a mind. You.
Right, so what do you have in mind? You know what you have in mind. Even if you're saying it's in your mind and your emotion, you have to know what exactly, what emotions and what should you have in mind.
What I tell, what so, not necessary. When my mind has two things. Things one, I'm not happy what kind of Julia I am. And without research, you cannot come to this conclusion. First of all, I'm not happy who I am. Right now you see why I'm not happy. Not just I'm generally depressed. I'm not happy because some specific things. But first you need to realize by searching you're not happy Jew. You're not happy.
Okay, so we're not here just to say what's our own feelings and how we would go about it. We're trying to see what's
it is my
whole mind
problem. Because right now.
Okay, so let's start again. 1 second. You said what we've seen so far in the whole Ben Yonah. What's tshuva about? He says tshuva is you have to do. First of all, first thing is you have to. Number one was charata.
Right.
What's charata mean? Your regrets that you've done avarice.
Right.
So there, straight away, I can ask you, what does that mean when you say you regret you've done avarice? Does that mean, can I say, look, I know I haven't lived my life according to Hashem wants to. I know I've done avarice. I've probably spoken lashon hara, haven't been medactic in all sorts of mitzvahs, maybe been on the mechavira, been on the makoyim. So I know. I mean, do I have to go and make a list of exactly every avarice I've done and every avarice which ones I have? Well, I know. Well, I've probably spoken lashon hara. I've done lots of avarice. I haven't been back in the makoyim. I regret that, and from now on, I'm going to try to make sure I do everything according to that.
Could be both.
Right, so it could be both. Right, so it could be
number one. You don't need to exclude.
Right, so it could be. So we haven't seen anyone of any.
But definitely, one thing that I did something wrong. Okay.
Right, so it is possible. Let's say charata, and then in the next stage was aziva sachet. Right, to take concrete action to make sure you don't do that again. So again, is that possible to do that without actually specifying every single thing you have done?
No, you can't say.
So you're saying you can't?
You can't.
So I would suggest maybe you can. How do we understand the Tzivos HaChet? Is to, you get, right, for now I'm going to work on my Yiras Shemayim, work myself to strengthen myself, and any time Yitzhak comes to me in any to do any Aveira, I'll be stronger. I'll learn Musa.
Yeah.
I'll learn Halacha. So I'll know that from now on. But I have to know for sure if I was over this Aveira, was over the Shem Horo.
That because it is possible.
Why? The same practice.
I don't know if you must. I hire you to build a building. Building collapse after you build. There's no good. What you say? Next time when you build buildings, which will not going to be collapsed. You need to understand why it's coming. In other case, next building will collapse. It's impossible to say, I know that I'm in not good shape. I will be in good shape. No, you're not going to be in good shape until you analyze why you're in bad shape. And where, and what area, and how it come to this, and how to
avoid. Okay, so let's take your muscle. Let's say my building didn't connect. I don't know if my building connects. I built a building, and then I go and did a course in engineering, and I realized I didn't. There was something I didn't know, how to build the building safely. So I don't know if the building in the past happened to fall down or not, but I do know that it could have fallen down. I didn't go back to check. So I'm going to make sure now that I've learned this new idea, I'll make sure that from now on I'll make sure to add this.
It's also impossible what you recommend, because human being building not collapse, you find, you go to build another.
You're asking what would make you want to do tshuva if you don't know. So I'm saying I know I have to ask some things which I've done wrong. I know in general I definitely know I've done some things wrong, right? I've done something wrong. I know I haven't been medactic in that long.
Something not good. You can't analyze every aspect of Torah.
I wanted to say Monday, you had two concerns which almost seem to be contradictory. On one hand, you're saying, Mike is saying now, that what you can't, how can you go in tshuva without knowing what you're doing? On the other hand, you said also, I think just after saying that again, you can't know every single avail you've done. That's impossible for everybody to remember every single avail you've ever done. How are you going to
know? Plus our nation.
Right, so
you never will feel sick until something new
happens. Right, so something's happened. So I know, let's say I have a general lifestyle, I don't really care so much about it. I'll try and do my best. If it's difficult for me, whatever. I took stock of my life and decided, no, I'm going to change my whole approach to my life. From now on, I'm going to be medactic and halacha, even if it's difficult for me.
Again, you don't know what medactic is.
I'm going to sit down.
You need to analyze why you did bad.
You say, I'm being bad.
This idea that I will be good without analyzing is not yours.
Let's say Hilchos Shabbos, right? The Chofetz Chaim says it's impossible to keep Shabbos without knowing that halacha. So I don't know if I necessarily. I've been keeping Shabbos. It's the best of my to my knowledge. Then I realized, one second, so many halachas I don't know. So now I'm going to learn Shabbos every day. Does that mean I know for sure which ones are?
Not because you did not know. Since you don't worry about it, so it's different conversation. You violate because you could not stand when Muksa, you need to move it. You need to understand how to not move anymore.
Do I know for sure that I move?
Yes.
I don't remember.
Because right now, by Shogi, we're not interested. Right now we're interesting when you make to Shuba that you did something wrong. And you did it wrong not because by shocking, because your nature, your circumstances forced you to do it wrong. And you need to know how to do it.
Maybe we're talking about to Shuba for everything, even things you didn't know. So I'm saying that's for an example. I don't know, we're having this argument, but at the end of the day, it's
our conversation will come in.
It is
what we have problem. Right. And our main problem is following right now. And I don't know, shall I even continue? Our main problem is following. You can read, it will make no sense. You will make sense from it. And
I don't know why that's not. That's pretty clear. That's what we say. We can't pretend he's not saying something.
Yes,
we don't understand
it.
No, he's definitely paying 100%. He says clearly, it's possible to do charasa, it's possible to do ziva sachet, without having gone through and knowing every single way ever done. It's possible to do a general charasa, it's possible to do a general ziva sachet.
I don't know what it means. So, I don't know. You very happy with this price? I don't know.
No, I understand. Something could be a chiddush, but doesn't
mean. I don't know what it means.
So that's what I was saying, right? You said before, you understand Chalata, you do understand, right? Chalata of...
I cannot regret what I don't know what I'm talking about.
I regret in general I haven't been living, I haven't been makbid on
the right, 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 right now, right, right now, right now it's also specific. If you gender, so one of the specific. One of the specific. I just know that I'm not good Jew. I would like to be good right. Jew. But that these for me, it is not because of Hiddush. For me, it is just simply meaningless. And I'm sure that you don't understand what you mean.
I'm saying, let's say, nowadays we understand that when people talk about Shuva, about Shuva, that's how I understand about Shuva. Somebody who hasn't been living a lifestyle and make a decision from now on to live a Torah life.
Not at all. You even don't know what Baal Shuva means if you think Baal Shuva
means. I'm saying what people call Baal Shuva nowadays. So somebody who has been living, let's say it's a different degree. Even somebody who has been religious, right? So they can make a decision, so now they're going to be.
No! Yeah. Nobody can make a decision like that. Nobody can make a decision like that.
Okay,
people
not
make
decisions
about specific things. Nobody makes decisions.
Yeah, I think that's a bit generalized.
You don't know this. And I went through this, and I know all that. Nobody makes specific right now. I will be religious.
But to become a Baal Shuva doesn't mean necessarily the person has to go through every day of his life and go and see which of the years he's done.
Definitely you're right. But Baal Shuva nothing to do that I will generally go right now be a good Jew.
I'm saying you do the specifics, but I'm saying it doesn't mean to become a Baal Shuva, it doesn't mean that I have to figure out, did I do this Aveira and then how am I going to not do it?
No, Baal Shuva means quality. I know, I heard that we need to keep Shabbos, I should keep Shabbos.
Right, so do I know necessarily for sure that which Hilchos Shabbos
is and which one? If you don't know it theoretically, then you cannot think about it.
Right, but still possible.
He's talking about a person who even doesn't know anything about. Yeah, I understood him. He said, I have no idea what means by late Shabbos. I would like to keep Shabbos. Fine. I'm the Rebbe Yonah. If he's talking about people like this, we don't have any argument with him. He has zero knowledge about any awareness. I don't want to go awareness.
I'm saying the same thing, the same with the other place. Someone who even has gotten knowledge doesn't necessarily remember everything he's ever done.
I'm
not sure why you're so bothered by this.
Because right now, whatever I'm doing, when it is not clear for me, Hiddush I can explain, Hiddush, it's like, but you try to logically explain what he's saying.
I'm saying you said yourself last time that it's impossible for everyone to remember every
other. This, if you insist that it's possible, that it's nothing.
Right, possible. Obviously. So you agree with yourself. So you're saying it's not possible to do tshuva.
Right, and it is why every Yom Kippur, God the Holy, and Reb Korpel said, never committed to anything big. Small. Today I only think
this. But every day, can you do tshuva on something if you don't remember that you've done or not? No. So you're saying, on one hand you're saying it's impossible to remember every affair you've done.
No, it's impossible.
So you're saying it's impossible to do tshuva?
No, because tshuva it's not. Tshuva, by definition of Ramban, and what Rabbi Lechter told, and another said, when you start to, this, for you, this act disgusting. Until this is done true.
We can't just say because somebody had a drasha said something about shuva, so that can't be shuvah ben yega. That's not how it works. End of the day, you're saying it's impossible to remember every hair you've ever done.
I trust these people that they know.
Yes, okay.
It's not
end of the day.
Yes.
Okay, and not every rishon is going to fit into everything anybody ever said. Right?
Okay. So right now, what is
at the end of the day, you agree that it's impossible to remember every hair you've ever done.
Right.
But you still can do tshuva on it.
No.
So you're saying if someone doesn't remember an investment with your son, you can never do tshuva
no.
on it. So I think what you're saying is much more.
No, not at all. No. Because it's not my definition of tshuva. It is how I said, forgive me if I did something wrong. It's not only not definition, it's absolutely against Torah. You profound Torah when you said to me, forgive me if I did something wrong. It's terrible. Because no, it is that why. No, it is that why design differences. I did wrong. Please forgive me.
I think we say in right, things we say that we ask for both the things that we know. We say the things we say in the davening. Yeah, we say the things that we know we have said, and the things that we don't know we've forgotten. We ask for as well. So do for both. Obviously, if you know what you learn, and that's as he says, that's good to do it. But it is possible to remember, even on things you don't remember. You learn.
They say it's like an English "how are you," which means nothing. It means hello.
But end of the day, if you do mean it, right? End of the day, is it possible to go and say to each other, say the things I've done, I did this, I did that, I did the other, and I've forgotten that. I'm sure I've also done many other ways which I don't remember, and I wanted to show one of those as well. So
no.
No? Okay. Well, Benina says, seems to be fair. You can do that. Oh, that's a car.